He chose you. He saved you, but not apart from the Holy Spirit activating all those true spiritual responses. Penitence, humility, love, hunger for righteousness. No, you chose Him because He chose you. Or to put it in the words of John, we love Him because He first loved us. It is inescapable in the Word of God. Absolutely inescapable. It doesn't violate your personal freedom. It activates your freedom. And when we want somebody to come to the Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would turn their hearts to Christ, that the hurricane of the Holy Spirit would come through their soul. We pray that the Spirit would make them willing to repent and willing to believe. Never when we pray that do we think we're violating their will. Well, you wouldn't pray like this, Lord. It's got to be their deal. It's got to be their deal. So don't you be messing around with them. It's got to be their deal. They got to do it from their own heart. So that's absolutely absurd. You know that no sinner is going to do that unless the Spirit moves. So the fact that God chose us is all over the Bible. It isn't that He chose us because He knew we'd choose Him, because if He hadn't chosen us, we'd never have chosen Him. If I could lose my salvation, I'd lose it 10 times a day. Every day. I can't save myself or keep myself saved. God chose me. He awakened my heart and my will. He activated them all that I might embrace Him. Some say God can't choose because He doesn't know. Okay? Really important doctrine floating around out there. Well, God can't choose. God doesn't know. Well, the reason God doesn't know is there's nothing to know because nothing's happened. You can't know what hasn't happened, they say. It's their opinion. They have therefore created other than the true and living God. But anyway, for the sake of argument, He can't know what hasn't happened since what hasn't happened. It doesn't exist, so how could you know it? That's their little argument. It's called open theism. God is open like everybody else. He needs to read the morning paper just like everybody else to find out what's going on. So they say, God, their way out of this emotional trauma that the doctrine of election produces in them is to say He can't choose anybody because He doesn't know what they're going to do until they do it. Really. So God doesn't